Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about Girls, Inc. and how they're helping to empower and inspire young girls in Metro Atlanta. My guest today was born in Santiago, Chile. She is a 2001 graduate of Spring College. In 2005, she joined Girls, Inc. of Greater Atlanta as the Latina Project Manager to oversee the pilot site for the Girls, Inc. National Organization's Latina Initiative, and currently oversees the outreach department that reaches Metro Atlanta. We are delighted, extremely delighted, to have on the phone today a woman who truly has a heart for caring about the people in her community, Ms. Carolina Klinker. Bienvenidos al show.
Gracias. Thank you, Sparkplug.
Buenos dias and como está usted?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Estoy muy bien. Are you ready to talk about Girls, Inc. of Greater Atlanta?
Sure.
All right, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
How does Girls, Inc. inspire girls to be strong, smart, and bold?
Well, Girls, Inc. is a national organization who inspires girls to be strong, smart, and bold by researching the issues that are facing girls in their communities and really work on developing programs to help girls learn the knowledge, skills, and attitudes to address these issues to become confident and successful young women. And our programs address every facet of a girl's life. So we look at what they can learn and how they can grow from 6 to 8-year-olds to 9 to 11-year-olds, 12 to 14, and 15 to 18. So everything's age appropriate. Girls can still be strong, smart, and bold at 6 to 8 by far. And then we look at all the different aspects of a girl's life, so programs that deal with careers and life planning and looking at money management to health programs to help navigate them through those peer pressure situations that they're going to face and how to talk to their parents more openly about those issues. And then we look at leadership skills and sports and how to have them be active and eat healthy. And so we really look at what do girls need and what are some programs or some topics or some skills that they need to become strong, smart, and bold. So it's a very comprehensive look at what a girl needs in her life so that she can really find her full potential.
Beautiful. What makes Girls, Inc. different from other girl-serving organizations?
Well, we're intentional about creating a safe place where girls are free from stereotypes. So girls are still faced with so many stereotypes, little things like, oh, well, if you play sports, you're a tomboy. And, you know, we really want to give them an opportunity where they're safe from all of that. So if you love sports, you love sports. If you love art, you love art. If you like dolls, you like dolls. But you're a girl, and you can be whatever you want to be. And so we create that place for them, and then we also have these programs that help girls directly deal with peers and with real-life situations. So we really look at this program development in addition to the safe place for girls, and so really that skill building and that knowledge. I used to work with girls in the school system, and I felt like they needed more than just a pep talk and how to make healthy decisions, and it was just great to find these programs where they were able to really learn those skill sets and that information, and they learned it from their peers. So what makes us unique is that we really concentrate on facilitating that peer-to-peer conversation around these topics, as opposed to just an adult telling kids what they should do, because we all know that there comes a time where kids stop listening to adults and they start paying so much more attention to their peers. So we really look at, well, how do we navigate this conversation so the girls are still learning from each other and still learning the right things that they need to know without it being too preachy. So that's what makes us really unique.
Very interesting. Carolina, tell us once again a little bit more about how does Girls Inc. serve girls in the greater Atlanta area?
Well, we've been around for for almost 35 years. We started here in Marietta as girls clubs. When boys clubs became boys and girls clubs, we changed our name to Girls Inc., and we still continue to serve girls in the community. In Metro Atlanta, we started off just in Cobb County, and we expanded to Metro Atlanta in, I think it was the late 1990s. And we have a wonderful after-school and summer camp site in Marietta, and we've been here ever since the mid-1970s. It went from a one-room trailer, and thank goodness we've expanded to a wonderful gym and center where girls can come and participate in our programs either after school or during the summer. And then our outreach department actually goes out into the community. We go into Gwinnett County, we go into DeKalb, we go into Fulton County, we go into Cobb County, we go into Clayton County, and sometimes we train people to go out into some of the exterior counties that we can't reach, like Rockdale or Douglas County. And we facilitate our programs in schools and community centers and churches. So we have about a group of 20 girls, and they range anywhere from about 9 to 18 years of age. That's the age group we work with in outreach. And we meet with them for maybe 10 weeks, and we implement our programs, which is all evaluated, and there's kind of a succession plan as far as the topics that are going to be covered and pre and post surveys. And so we go out and we implement these programs with our partners, which majority of the partners that we work with are schools. But we also go into wherever there's a group of girls that that need our programs, we go out there and we deliver. So we'll do a program for young girls on girl empowerment, which is all about, you know, understanding the changes that are going to happen in their bodies, understanding what peer situations are going to come up and how to navigate them, how to find healthy friendships, kind of gearing them towards away from the bullying situations that happen a lot with young girls. And then we look at, you know, the middle school and high school, which is all about navigating peer pressure around, you know, saying no and making healthy decisions. So that's what we do out in the community. We do this in Spanish and English, which is really exciting. We've really seen so much growth in some of our schools that we have girls that come back every year that sign up for our program, so they can have that Girls Inc. feel where it's girls only and they can grow and learn from each other. So we really love seeing that continuum of growth in our girls. So that's what we do in the community.
All right. Well, great. Excuse me. Well, Carolina, you have a really diverse background. You were born in Chile. You lived in Australia. You lived in Indiana. You lived in Birmingham. Is that Birmingham, Alabama or Birmingham, England?
It's Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. And you were a double major in college. You know, what inspires you in your work with youth?
Well, I started off in college. I was working with a Head Start camp. So I worked with the migrant community down in Mobile, Alabama, and I worked with the 5 and 6 year olds in the summer camp. And I really found my love for working with kids and seeing their growth through a period of time, through that relationship building and developing relationships with their families. And I'm inspired by seeing the growth and the change that kids experience through our programs, through having mentors and having adults that really care about them. I think that's what really resonates with youth. And when they hear that someone cares about them, that maybe they hadn't been given the best situation in life, but there's still people who really want to see them succeed and they need to realize that they can succeed. I think that that's what keeps us going. It's one girl sending me an email saying, hey, I just wanted to know this and this and this, and I'm able to communicate with her after maybe 1.5 years of not talking to her. She still sees our organization as that place to go if I have an awkward question and I don't really know who to go to. So, you know, keeping those relationships and sustaining them and seeing the girls change and grow is really what keeps me inspired to work with them.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. And I really like, we have a great mother-daughter program on how to communicate more effectively about puberty and health and values, and that you can really see a distinct, immediate change after 5 sessions where you see parents communicate more openly with their kids, girls are asking more questions, and I still get letters from parents expressing what a change and what a difference the program has really provided for them and their relationship with their girls. So it really means a lot. It's what keeps us going.
I want you to elaborate a little bit on the migrant workers. Tell our listeners mm-hmm. what migrant workers are.
Well, migrant workers are there are people who move around to different parts of the United States and primarily Mexico working in the fields. So they might work picking tomatoes in one area, picking potatoes, mushrooms, and they move around. And sometimes they go back to Mexico and work, or sometimes it's going up the East Coast to Indiana and sometimes all the way over to California. So they're very transient population, and there's a lot of programs for those families that are there during the summer that, you know, need a place for their kids to be taken care of, and the kids get a lot of medical support as well as some of that youth development programming that's so necessary with young kids.
Okay. Well, how can people in the Metro Atlanta community get involved with Girls Inc.?
Well, we have a wonderful after-school summer camp site. We're always looking for people that want to either come and chaperone field trips during the summer, during after school. We're always looking for people to come and speak about their careers, or looking for tutors to come in and help. We also have some committees that we need some support in. We're always looking for fundraising and fundraisers who really want to support us and get our word out. And also, we are actually looking for people who want to get trained on how to facilitate our health programs and help us take these programs into the schools. So we have a wonderful event coming up in July that we call Advocacy Night. And this is an opportunity to learn in detail about all our volunteering opportunities and a lot more detail about our mission and vision and how we create the programs we create and why we implement the programs we implement to girls in our community. So we have July 29th at 5:30. We'll have a Girls Inc. Advocacy Night. All the information is on our website at www.girlsincatl.org, where they can learn more information and get in touch with the person who coordinates all of that. And so we are always looking for people to come and inspire our girls. We can't do it alone. We serve over 3,000 girls in the community. We're pretty busy. We need as many people to help support us in inspiring girls to be strong, smart, and bold.
All right. And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
I can be reached on by phone at 770-422-0999. And by my email, which is kklinker@girlsincatl.org, or just go to our website, and I'm pretty sure you can find my contact information there, too.
Oh, right. Well, Ms. Carolina Klinker, Outreach Director of Girls Inc. Incorporated, Girls Inc. of Greater Atlanta. Thanks for being with us today.
All right. Thank you so much, Sparkplug.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Ms. Carolina Klinker. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another outstanding job. For more information about Girls Inc. of Greater Atlanta, visit their website at girlsincatl.org or give them a call at 770-422-0999. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in. Adios.